The U.S. Department of Agriculture imposed the ban on slaughtering what are known as downer cows after a case of mad cow disease turned up in Washington state last year. But Wisconsin agricultural officials say the ban is too broad. A Wisconsin Department of Agriculture report predicts it could keep more than 2 million pounds of disease-free meat from becoming hamburger. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Bill Bruins says it's forcing farmers to send healthy cattle to the rendering plant to be chopped up for dog food.
I just visited this morning with a neighbor who has had two heifers break a leg since the first of the year, and both of them had to be disposed of, and both would have been perfectly good meat for their freezer. And that's really how it's impacting us here on the farm.
But mad cow researcher John Stauber of Madison says the only way to really be sure meat from an injured animal is safe is to test every animal before it's processed for food.
A perfectly healthy appearing cow could have mad cow disease. The bottom line here is we've got to do what is being done in Europe and Japan. In Japan, they test every animal, and then we know whether or not an animal is infected.
Japan is maintaining its ban on importing U.S. beef because of a lack of testing, but USDA officials say 100% testing isn't justified. Still, there are plans to increase mad cow testing in the U.S. tenfold this year to 200,000 cows, including as many as 20,000 in Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.